relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Classified material. Next to your Corvette, what were you thinking?
I'm going to get a chance to speak on all this, God willing, soon. But as I said earlier this week, people, and by the way, my Corvette's in a locked garage. Okay? So it's not like you're sitting out in the street.
It was in a locked garage.
Yes, as well as my Corvette. As I said earlier this week, people know I take classified documents and classified material seriously.
Yeah, very seriously, about as seriously as your drug addict son, Hunter Biden, who's actually the owner of the garage where you had your top secret SCI documents. My guest in studio just said, that was such a good line. Yes, it was. Fabulous Mr. Ducey of Fox saying, what were you thinking, Joe? Well, he wasn't, because he doesn't. You can't think unless you have brain cells, and he is challenged in that area. What better guests to discuss the ever-expanding Biden file scandal than Warriors for the Truth, who know a little thing or two about the intelligence community. In studio, one-on-one, none other than Joe DiGenova and Victoria Tansing. Welcome, guys.
Great to be here.
Did you see those documents at the back of the garage?
I have that video. I have the video. I posted the photograph with a nice big red circle of the, you know, the paint cans, the cardboard box that's like almost falling off, and then the dossiers on top. The New York Post did a wonderful, you know, story on it. I want to dive deep into all of this. I think what we could do of value to our listeners is to a little bit of a one-on-one on clearances, handling of classified documents, what the reality is, so people understand how egregious this is and how the Mar-a-Lago case has no application here because of the unique powers of a president. But before we get into the nitty-gritty, because you are so imbued with an understanding of this stinking hellhole that is Washington, D.C., got to ask you your take, just you know, what your spider sense is telling you. Because originally, when the first thing broke about the Penn Biden think tank, the closet with the top secret, our producer Jeff, who has a very good political radar, said they're just dropping this now to make it so that in 2 years' time it's not a story. They want to get in front of the story, drop it now, and protect Joe so he's fine in 2 years' time. Then in the preceding 48 hours, we had the garage, we had the private office, we had, you know, three more drops, which you don't do unless you want to hurt the person concerned. So is this Joe being thrown under the bus or something else? What would you bet your money on, Joe?
Well, here's my take. The first and most important question is, why on November 2nd did the lawyers go to the Penn Biden Center to do the search? My guess is something happened that was very serious. It drove them crazy. They had to do something right away. They hid it. Now, remember, they hid it until January. Until after the midterms. And they sent lawyers. They sent lawyers to that office.
So that you have the client attorney privilege.
At least they thought they were going to get that. But if you're committing a crime, you don't have the attorney client privilege at that point because of the crime fraud exception. But that aside,
and there's no exception additionally, let me just be clear here, because you are the experts. There's no exception to sending your attorney if your attorney doesn't have a clearance. You can't be handling classified documents unless you have a clearance, whether you're an attorney or not.
Precisely. And isn't it interesting that they did not tell the Justice Department right away that what they knew? See, here's what I think they knew. There were classified documents there they went.
So something precipitated it.
Yes, that's the most important question.
They had to respond.
Right.
What do you think?
I don't know. I think it was somebody outside of the little circle. Otherwise, they might have just deep-sixed those classified documents.
They didn't have any choice.
But they had to. acknowledge.
This is my, not a theory, but, you know, I'm suspect that there could be, it could be something as simple as somebody with a personal animus.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Biden, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Who's just dripping it from the outside, and there has to be this crisis management.
And went to somebody else in the government, like the U.S. attorney right. in Delaware or the Justice Department or somewhere. So they were caught. They couldn't get rid of it. They had to deal with it.
All right. So before we do our one-on-one on all of these issues and what a skiff is and who can handle classified information, let's start with... they're trying to make an analogy between this and Mar-a-Lago. Why is it utterly fallacious to say, well, this is similar to Mar-a-Lago because he was a vice president?
Two different laws.
Totally.
Presidential Records Act, which was meant to for a negotiation in a back and forth.
And which wasn't a criminal bill.
Never a criminal bill. So that, I mean, Trump is completely
So when it
different.
Comes to regulating, managing classified materials, records to do with a president, we have something that's a civil matter. Presidential records, usually negotiations, sometimes in the case of Nixon and others, takes years, if not decades, to settle.
It was passed in 1978.
Right.
So it was because of Nixon it was passed.
And then in the case of a vice president, which laws apply, Joe? It's not the Presidential Records
Act. Well, it's not the Presidential
Records Act. It's the Espionage Act.
Well,
no, it's 18 U.S.C. 1924.
But also the mishandling of it.
You can have, there are lots of statutes that could apply depending upon the facts, but not the Presidential Records Act. He doesn't have any right to take any records at all at any time. He doesn't have the power to declassify.
He can request, but he cannot declassify.
No, he could have asked President Obama to declassify things. President Obama has not been asked whether or not he was asked by Vice President Biden to declassify,
yes.
And he should, and no doubt he won't answer. But they're two different situations. They are not similar at all.
Now, 18 U.S.C. 1924, and I give it because I know readers like to go to Google right away and find it, says it is a crime to remove and retain classified information. So it doesn't matter if he had put these classified documents in a time vault 20 feet under the earth. He was not supposed to have them.
He can't have them under any circumstance.
And also,
even in a skiff, he cannot have them.
And there's also this amazing point that one of our listeners made and called in. There's a chronology issue. The Penn State think tank, Biden's whatever, wasn't announced and established until a year after he left the vice presidency.
So where
were the documents then? Where
right.
was it during that year?
Were they in some storage facility, in a Home Depot, spackle bucket? I mean, we don't know.
No, nobody knows. And that's why the manner in which this has been handled by the Justice Department is so outrageous.
Explain.
Well, because they didn't do an investigation. They've allowed the lawyers for the president, the private lawyers, to do all the searching instead of allowing the FBI. Once they knew there were classified documents, that's a crime per se. There should have been FBI agents conducting all of those searches. But Merrick Garland decided, no, we want to allow his lawyers to do the searching. And then they allowed some government lawyers to go with him. And then they allowed the White House counsel to go. This is nonsensical.
With a complete absence of armed federal agents a la Mar-a-Lago.
Exactly.
Think of the irony. When Trump's Mar-a-Lago was raided, the FBI would not allow the lawyers to even accompany them to make sure that the search was being carried out properly. And here...
No, this is really important. So we had one of the lawyers on the show who said, we were not allowed to see what the feds were doing on
right.
president's private property.
And should have been. And should have been, just to make... the balance of the authority there. And yet, the Biden lawyers didn't allow the FBI to come in and watch the search.
It's really quite remarkable that Merrick Garland has stood on its head the federal investigative process. He has ruined it by not allowing FBI agents to do it. Once they discovered the first classified document and were told about it, there should have been a special counsel and the FBI. And that special counsel, by the way, Mr. Herr, we haven't heard bupkis from him.
Nothing.
I'd be pissed as hell if I were the special counsel and the FBI was not allowed to conduct these searches.
Yeah. We'll talk about Mr. Herr next. But, just the juxtaposition of two things. No feds at the Hunter Biden residence where the documents were found, but 20 feds with rifles pointed at the wife of a pro-life minister raiding his home, arresting him on a misdemeanor assault charge that had been dropped 4 months previously in a federal court. So feds for that, but not feds for this. That tells you the status of the judicial system, the law enforcement, federal law enforcement environment in America. We're talking to Joe DiGenova, Victoria Tansing. You can follow them at Vic Tansing on social media, Vic Tansing, V-I-C-T-O-E-N-S-I-N-G. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First One-on-One. Hashtag Biden Files. If you enjoy our in-depth interviews with the true experts who, you know, happen to be former special prosecutors, who happen to be former U.S. attorneys, members, staff members of the U.S. Intelligence Senate Committee, well, you know what to do. Subscribe. Make sure you never miss a millisecond of the show, a nanosecond. Go to Spotify, plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Leave us a five-star review. It matters with those dastardly algorithms. And share the links with your friends. And then if you want to send the feds a message of what you think about them, it's the hottest selling item. Literally cannot make them fast enough. It's our FBI t-shirt. But this time, co-designed with Chris Plant, it says Fascist Bureau of Intimidation. Get that and so much more at our merchandise store. Everything America First. SebGorkaStore.com, including the challenge coin you demanded. We designed with President Trump. America First and the Stay Frosty motto. SebGorkaStore.com. We'll be back after these messages. Whether it's the regular Hellcat or whether it's the compensated RDP with that miniature red dot, I love them all. How did it take so long to invent a factory compensated subcompact 9mm? Well, guess what? Springfield did it, and I'm a huge fan, and I'm Sebastian Gorka.
The Hellcat from Springfield Armory is still the smallest, highest-capacity micro-compact in the world. Available in standard or optics-ready configurations, the class-leading capacity of the Hellcat gives you 11+1 with the standard magazine and 13+1 with the included extended mag. The definitive concealed carry pistol is here. The Hellcat from Springfield Armory gives you the capacity to defend.
People know I take classified documents and classified information seriously. When my lawyers were clearing out my office at the University of Pennsylvania, they set up an office for me, secure office in the Capitol. When I, the 4 years after being vice president, I was a professor at Penn, they found some documents in a box in a locked cabinet, or at least a closet. And as soon as they did, they realized there were several classified documents in that box. And they did what they should have done. They immediately called the archives, turned them over to the archives, and I was briefed about this discovery and surprised to learn that there were any government records that were taken there to that office. But I don't know what's in the documents. My lawyers have not suggested I ask what documents they were. I've turned over the boxes. They've turned over the boxes to the archives, and we're cooperating fully with the review, and which I hope will be finished soon, and there'll be more detail at that time. The first question now, I forgot.
The last bit gets me every time. Forget the crimes committed, the connections to Ukraine, everything else. Just the mere fact that his defense, Biden's defense at that press conference in Mexico is, I didn't know I had the classified documents, and I don't know what's in them. That makes me feel so much better, doesn't it? I didn't know I had them. There could be millions more. I have no idea. And what's in them? Nuclear launch codes. Don't worry about it because I don't know what's in them. We are dissecting all of it with Victoria Tansing, Joe DiGenova. So we had Devin Nunes on right after this broke for a whole hour. And this is why you know he was the right person as chairman of the Intelligence Committee. Because I showed an image on screen that somebody else has found of the background screening request, I think it's probably a credit request, for a certain individual who was buying or about to, the box has been ticked, purchase, by the building in which the secret documents were found next to the Corvette. And interesting, the name at the top of the form isn't Joe Biden. It is Robert Hunter Biden. So it's not even Joe's house, it's Hunter's. And then as we're on air, because I hadn't read the whole thing, I just looked at the who signed it. Devin says, did you read the rest of that document live on air? I said, well, no, just the top bit, the bit about Hunter. Look at what it says for monthly rent. Because Hunter has to put in there how much he's currently paying as part of the credit check. And it says $49,910. As somebody else said right after that, and I reposted it, how does a crack addict get $50,000 a month for rent? It's a very good question. Let's get back to the law. Is there anything
that's
more?
That's the rent he got from the Chinese.
Oh, that's probably
exactly the same amount, $49,000 whatever and change.
So does this add an extra twist to the story that it's not even Joe Biden's home? It's Hunter Biden's, a guy who lost his clearance because in the Navy, first day on the job, he failed a drug test, Joe.
It is part of an entire picture that needs to be investigated.
Yeah.
There are so many unanswered questions that require a federal grand jury, that require detailed number of agents assigned to get data. Now,
can that happen if the DOJ is under Merrick Garland?
Well, but he's already appointed a special counsel. And so the question is, what is David Weiss, the U.S. attorney in Delaware, doing? What is the status of that? Because that relates directly to this. We are now in the fifth year of the investigation of Hunter Biden. There's no way an investigation of Hunter Biden takes more than a year and a half, given what's there. Or a little bit longer if they were going to go into the kickbacks and the foreign agent activities overseas, which we have no indication they've gotten into. So now this raises the whole specter of foreign payments from the Chinese into $70 million, perhaps, into the University of Pennsylvania after Biden went
anonymous.
There. Anonymous.
Anonymous
Chinese.
From communist China.
Why do we allow that? Why does the U.S. law allow anonymous foreign donations?
Fabulous question.
I think that the entire thing screams for a massive grand jury investigation. And there's not. And of course, with Merrick Garland, there's no reason to believe that's going to happen.
So I had Lord Black on the show yesterday, and Conrad Black said the Office of Special Counsel, Special Prosecutor is a travesty, is an abortion. All of them were scoundrels. And I made sure to say, except one, right, Conrad? And said, oh, yes. That chappy, Joe DiGenova, the only honorable special counsel out there. So you know of what you speak. You, on the other hand, have served with a clearance on the Senate Intel
Committee.
So let me ask you a very pragmatic question. We have a new Congress, not a new Senate, but what should be happening, and do we have any chance? Will Jim Jordan have subpoena power? We're hearing maybe Kevin McCarthy has to sign off on that. Let me give us your unvarnished, realistic expectations of the next 2 years when it comes to these issues on Capitol Hill.
Well, I'll try to be the optimist and hope that Jim Jordan has the capacity to decide what kind of warrants or subpoenas that he's going to issue. You know, in the past Congress, when Trump was first elected in those 2 years, they wrote letters,
letters
requesting people to come in. And I said to Mark Meadows one time, because he was still in the Congress, do you know how to spell subpoena up there?
And it's complicated. It's a Latin word. It's complicated, right? Right, Joe? Yeah,
said,
a little Italian.
He said, well, you have to talk to Paul Ryan and Trey Gowdy because they will not let us because it doesn't look nice.
The fake conservative and the fraud. Yes, Trey Gowdy, I called you out. You are an utter fraud.
Yes.
So looking forward, expectations?
I'm just going to hope and pray that they get enough.
Hope is not a cojones. Strategy.
I know it isn't. But they better subpoena the right witnesses and get. And here's what they have to do. And
yes,
we've talked about this. They have to get a counsel there who brings continuity to the questioning.
Right,
they
a professional.
Yes, They can't not, do not, 5 minutes,
not,
5 minutes,
not,
5 minutes.
Not
five
a
minutes.
Congressman who reads things for 60 seconds that a staffer gave him, right?
And then another one on the Republican, the same political side doesn't even follow up on it. Right. Because Democrats are really good at follow-up.
If they're going to do it right, they have to do depositions in private in order, very, very detailed.
Like January 6th.
Yes, do serious depositions.
But you have
in
to have
private.
Professionals run them.
That's exactly right.
What are your expectations for the next 2 years, Joe? Knowing the swamp, having served in the swamp, being a U.S. attorney for D.C.
I don't have a lot of confidence in the Republicans because they've never demonstrated the kind of things that would give us confidence. But if Jim Jordan and Mr. Comer can get their act together, but they must hire the right staff. They can't go with a bunch of old hands. They have to hire good people.
Should it be lawyers or should it be national security experts?
They need lawyers. They need academics. They need a former FBI. They need investigators. They need a former CIA.
They need a message person because they don't know how to give out a message.
Incredible. Absolutely. How to message what they're doing, to explain it to the American people, absolutely essential. I think we could probably come up with a pretty good plan and a list of names that could assist. I know which two I put at the top of them. They just happen to be our guests. Joe DiGenova, Victoria Tansing in studio, America First, one-on-one. Don't forget, we are available on social media. Guarantee you never miss. When these guys used to come on our YouTube channel, the clips from Joe and Victoria would get 250,000 views in 48 hours. How do you know that? Because you've got to be on social media. Truth Social, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Parler, Getter, Telegram, CloudHub. You can watch us. We are a televisual extravaganza, salemnewschannel.com. And most recently, my Substack, sebastiangorka.substack.com. That's sebastiangorka, one word, .substack.com. This is America First. Do not touch that dial. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You all have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, my buddy, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to my listeners. The Percal bed sheet set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're on sale. For example, the queen size is regularly $89.98, but now for you, just $39.98 with your listener promo. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percal sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. It's a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-829-8468, promo code Gorka, or just go to mypillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and plug in G-O-R-K-A. That's 1-800-829-8468 or mypillow.com, code Gorka.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm.
America First, magnificent.
Welcome back, dear friends. I got back from SHOT Show, and everyone who knew me, who came up to me at that convocation of the gun industry, was so kind because they said, is that you, Dr. G? Yes, it is. It's Mark II, 42 pounds lighter, thanks to the great offices of Dr. Ashley Lucas and her amazing My PhD weight loss team. I've been trying for 20 years to get rid of a little bit of the bulk. I can carry it. I'm 6'3", but, you know, losing 40 pounds, getting to be a size 36 waist, which I haven't been since my 20s, that is a good feeling. That could be you. Find out. It's super easy. Call them 864-644-1900, myphdweightloss.com. That's 864-644-1900. If I can do it, anyone can. Myphdweightloss.com. All right, I am a very prosaic. Stop laughing at me, Victoria Tansing.
Can I talk about it?
I'm being too boastful.
It's the new thin.
Oh, the new thin. I like that. Svelte. I had a caller call me Svelte.
Svelte.
I need a Swedish name to be Svelte, I think. I have a very prosaic kind of naive question, but it really plagues me every time I hear this latest scandal of a Republican being, you know, thrown to the dogs, and then a Democrat walking away with, you know, like that recent case of Sussman, who should have, you know, we had the text messages.
Yes.
He lied, he perjured himself, he should have gone to jail and what have you. So my question is this: how does it work in practice? In Delaware, you said, for example, they've been sitting on this Hunter Biden case. Does the local U.S. attorney say, don't do that? Put that file in the shredder. We're not going after him. Devin Nunes is chief investigator. Yeah, throw the book at him. Subpoena him. Is there no paper trail? Is this all done with a wink and a nod and a funny handshake? Because there has to be so much evidence at this point of the corruption. Or am I dreaming?
No. What's happened is there's been an incredible sea change in the ethical environment inside the Department of Justice and the U.S. Attorney's offices around the country. It's all ideological. They've gone far to the left, and they've justified all sorts of unethical, unprofessional conduct, and they've targeted people that they disagree with politically. It's been a complete abuse of the process. And what's most sad about it, however, is that the federal judges have gone along with it. Very few of them have stood up and said, I don't like this. I don't understand why this is happening. I don't trust you. It's just amazing. And including many Trump appointees on the federal bench who've not done their job. I am extremely disappointed in the federal bench.
One of the best, or maybe I should say worst, examples is the D.C. Bench.
Well,
that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. They're all the January 6th judges. That's who they are.
You have judges and also public defenders. This is, as a child of those who escaped communism, this beggars belief. Giving the indicted January 6th individuals mandatory reading lists that are politically and ideologically skewed and saying in front of the judge they must pledge allegiance by saying in public, yes, Joe Biden is the real president. I mean, that's Maoist. That's not American, Joe.
This is stuff that should never happen in an American United States District Court. It's an embarrassment. The Justice Department under Merrick Garland has become basically a Saturday Night Live joke. And unfortunately, they have the power to lock people up, to send stormtroopers to their house like they've done with Republicans and not with a single Democrat. I'm just outraged at the way the Justice Department is being run and the way that the federal judiciary is not reacting to the outrages that are being conducted.
So, Victoria, you've been a victim of this. You, Rudy Giuliani. Are we not going to wake up one day? Is one brave person not going to give us the leaked document where, you know, a U.S. attorney, a judge in cahoots with the FBI, and there's this, you know, political chain of custody of, yes, let's, you know, crush this guy. Are we not going to have some evidence of the corruption?
Let me say two things about that, because we talk about all these FBI informants that have come into Jim Jordan.
The whistleblowers. Yeah.
Yeah. Why hasn't anyone from the DOJ come in? That bothers me greatly. Because I work there.
Right. No. Why is it all FBI agents?
Why is it
not
all
a single
FBI?
DOJ person has
How
come
telling.
Forward to
How
complain.
Telling.
And
yes.
The reason is the place is now ideologically structured that they're almost all Democrats. The entire career personnel are almost all Democrats. That used to be meaningless, but it isn't anymore.
It used to be when the Democrats took over. Then more antitrust cases were developed.
Yeah, it was a functional issue.
Yeah, yeah. Republicans took over, like Ed Meese. Oh, we're going to go after pornography. You know, we'd all roll our eyes.
It was the proclivities of the party.
Yes, never.
Policy based.
Never personal. They served a search warrant on me and knew I did not have one document, but they wanted to embarrass me. And then they called the press and said, yes,
well, it's like Peter Navarro, you know, contempt of Congress. I have contempt for Congress.
Yeah.
And they shackle him. They leg shackle him at Reagan Airport. That has nothing to do
when
with justice.
When he was negotiating.
And by the way, he lives literally a block from the DOJ. So they could have said, hey, Peter, can you come in tomorrow? We have something we need to talk about. No. They arrest him in front of Americans and leg shackle him at Reagan Airport. We're talking to Victoria Tunsing, Joe DeGenova. Follow them on social media at Vic Tunsing. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from just outside the insalubrious, fetid, rank, malodorous swamp that is Washington, D.C. from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating 500,000 Americans right now. But it's not just me. It's people like Debron from Massachusetts. This is Debron's story. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. That should be you. That could be you. Find out today. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you, me, and people like Debron of from Massachusetts. ReliefFactor.com, 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com.
Side of the U.S. Constitution, America first.
If you enjoy what you're listening to, what you're watching, please support those who make it possible. This is a free market enterprise. We don't get $500 million from you, the taxpayer, like NPR does. We actually have people that make money for a living by selling you products that keep us on the air. Great patriots like Mike Lindell. The left wants to crush him. You heard what the FBI did to him, ambushed him at a Hardee's drive-thru to take his phone from him. Why? Is he a drug dealer? Is he a cartel kingpin? No, he's a conservative. Let's have his back. Even Walmart has gone woke and banned his product. Check them out at MyPillow.com. Over 150 amazing products. He sold 71 million. Of the MyPillow. President Trump loves them. My whole team uses them. I took my travel pillow to Vegas with me because I'm not going to rest my head on one of those scuzzy hotel pillows. I want one of his. MyPillow.com. Get up to 66% off with my name or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. All right. So many stories about Mar-a-Lago, the Biden file scandal, but nary a one of them actually starts at the beginning, that the world of classifications and what people need to know, because it is a, you know, what did James Angleton call, you know, a wilderness of mirrors, the intelligence community. So we have strata of classifications. The most precious and secret are Q-related, code name related, to do with nuclear energy, nuclear weapons. You have to fill out an SF-86, a background form, to be investigated by the Federal Bureau of Investigations to get a clearance. A clearance lasts for 5 years. You have to be working for the government in a job that requires a clearance or a government contractor to maintain that clearance. And these documents, whatever they pertain to, must be held in a secure facility called a SCIF. And if they go in and out of a SCIF, they must be in a locked courier's bag, and you can't just put them in your garage.
Even more than that.
What?
When I was chief counsel for Goldwater, I worked in a SCIF. I mean, the guards were outside. It was a vaulted room, and we were in there. And my first week as chief counsel, I didn't have any great appreciation. I figured I'm working in a SCIF.
Did you make a boo-boo, Victoria? What did you do?
I went to lunch and left classified information on my desk. I got a black mark. That's how I was supposed to put it back in the safe.
Right.
I mean, so that's how serious they are about your following the rules.
And why does the president, Joe, have a very unique position in this galaxy of special information?
Because he is the only person who can declassify a document with the wave of his hand. He can simply announce in his presence, as presidents have done. Obama did this a couple of times by accident, by talking about something that he shouldn't have been talking about it, and automatically declassified it when it happened. So a president has the ultimate authority on classification, but only he can declassify. He has the authority to declassify.
Talk to us about the nexus, the connection of classifications, classified documents in the press. Because we see this argument, we play this cut again and again and again from what's-his-face, the guy who was canned from CNN, the brother of the Randy governor of New York, who actually said on his show...
Chris Cuomo,
who said on his show, with regards to classified information, you're not allowed to read this. We're journalists. We'll tell you what's in it. So you know, the abuse of the mainstream media of classified documents goes back to the Pentagon Papers and is storied, is it not?
Well, they're not allowed to read them, actually. They are given permission by the courts to read them. But as Justice Powell said in a very famous concurrence in an opinion, they can read them and they can have them, but they can also be prosecuted. Now, no Justice Department has ever prosecuted a news organization for possession of classified information. But Justice Powell wanted to make it very clear that they could be prosecuted. Right. They were not immune under the statute. That doesn't mean that they can't publish what they see, But once they have those documents, they are just as liable as any private citizen for possessing those documents. That doesn't affect their publication. They can publish with impunity under the First Amendment. They're protected, regrettably, in many instances. But they can be prosecuted, but it's never been done.
I want to go a little bit off subject, but I think it's an important question. And that is the National Archives were mentioned again and again and again about Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
And they had said that they knew that they had documents missing from Trump. That he had, I don't know, they didn't list them, but they knew them. Why didn't they know that these Biden documents were missing?
For 6 years.
Yes.
6 years.
Why weren't they pursuing the Biden?
8 months.
See, that goes back to the original question, which is somebody blew the whistle.
Right.
And those lawyers went there with a purpose. They didn't go there to move boxes.
They went
there with a purpose.
They were Biden's plumbers.
And it had to do that someone blew the whistle.
The cover-up.
Someone blew the whistle, and they were there to begin the cover-up.
Plus, though, this is an important thing. Whenever Joe and I have had a client, who CIA or NSA, we have to call the agency and say, Sam Smith wants me to represent him. Can I have clearances? And then you get clearances for that representation. They didn't do this. They were supposed sophisticated, and they just went.
They didn't want to ask for clearances. They did. But what happened was when they got there and they found what they found, their hands were tied as lawyers because in order to cover it up, they were going to have to lie, and then they were going to be disbarred, and then they could be charged with crimes. And so once they found the classified documents, they had no choice. Unless they were willing to commit crimes, which they weren't. By the way, it wasn't Lewis Powell. It was Potter Stewart who said they could be prosecuted and made a big deal out of it in his...
Little Miss Muffet, who I call the press secretary, said they didn't have to tell anybody.
Oh, yes,
they did. Oh, no.
Yes. Not only that, she repeatedly said, and I found it so delicious because I hope it's going to be used against Biden in a court of law. She repeatedly said it wasn't intentional. The mishandling of the top secret... Well, the statute says it's irrelevant whether you're giving it to the Chinese because you're a spy or you're a cretin.
And the little envelope says personal.
By the way, that's another...
And who was the personal?
Good point.
Who was the personal?
That's another statute. And that's a statute, 18 U.S.C. 793, everybody wants to look it
up. That's the espionage statute.
That's the one that Hillary Clinton violated because
she was grossly
negligent handling them. But she was allowed to have...
She was authorized to have the document.
Right, but she wasn't authorized to have a flunky go into a skiff, top and tail a document, print it out, and take it off to a private server.
Biden has two statutes against him.
Right.
The 1924, which says it's a crime to remove and retain, and he's handled them sloppily.
We talked to Victoria Tansing, Joe DeGeneva, your favorites here on America First, coming to you from the relieffactor.com studios. If you're in daily pain, if you've tried everything else and failed to find relief, do what I did more than 4 years ago. Order your 3-week quick starter pack for the paltry sum of $19.95. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and find out whether you could be the next Yvonne from California. This is her story. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Just those two words, pain-free, should be reason enough. You deserve to know. What are you waiting for? Seriously, what have you got to lose? Well, nothing except for the pain. Call now, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. That's 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. Fun. Charlie's Angels music. That takes me back to an era when TV was actually fun. You remember them, don't you? Starsky and Hutch, Streets of San Francisco, Charlie's Kojak. My dad loved Kojak. So do I. Telly Savalas, how can you not? Let's go back to business. Couple of minutes left with our good buddies, Warriors for the Truth, Fighters Extraordinaire for the Republic. Joe, Victoria, just a very pragmatic question. After the Biden scandal, the eruption that I think is going to go on and on and on and on, does the Mar-a-Lago case against President Trump just collapse now?
Well, it's going to be much more difficult to prosecute the president over those documents. Now, you know, they've got all these other investigations about the insurrection.
No, just the Mar-a-Lago.
No, I think it's going to be almost impossible to prosecute him for those documents.
If not legally, I never understood their legal basis for going after it.
But he, the government has the burden to prove that he did not declassify those.
Yes.
The government has that burden if it's going to prosecute him. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, if I don't know how they're going to prove that.
And they can't go after him without there being far more serious ramifications for Biden, because Biden did not have that unique authority, correct?
Politically, I mean, politically, they cannot go after Trump.
That's why when Garland appointed a special counsel for Trump, he boxed
buddies of Christopher Wray.
He boxed himself in. And then he had no choice.
See, this is interesting, because I don't look at this man, especially when he's testified in front of Congress, as very sharp. Merrick Garland is not impressed.
He has been a federal judge for almost all of his adult life. Federal judges make lousy executive officials.
Because they think they're, you know, kings.
They don't know how.
Yes?
They don't know how.
They're cloistered. And when they leave the cloister, they are clumsy, inept, and inarticulate.
Besides, we've known Merrick Garland for several decades. Uh-huh. And he's like Joe Biden. He's lost a step or two. This is not the Merrick Garland.
Meaning
halting.
In comparison to how he was.
He's lost the ease of speaking, and he can hear his voice. It's cracking.
He doesn't have a command
presence.
He has
difficulty reading the stuff that's in the teleprompter at the Justice Department. And he never takes questions.
Yes.
You will never... There's no... He has not taken any questions as Attorney General.
I remember that press conference right after Mar-a-Lago where he ended it by saying, and how dare anyone impeach or impugn the FBI?
Yeah.
And then he walks off the stage. Mm-hmm. All right. He could tell us a few things about the decrepitude of somebody else as well. Is it true that you grew up knowing Joe Biden?
I did. We grew up together in Wilmington, Delaware.
Did you ever see Corn Pop? Did you get into fights with Corn Pop?
You know, I never saw Corn Pop or a single Puerto Rican.
No. Nope. What? But he said he was surrounded by Puerto Ricans.
There were no Puerto Ricans in Wilmington, Delaware.
Catholic kids.
Lots of Italians and Irish.
Irish
and Polish. St. Hedwig. We all used to go to St. Hedwig.
He doesn't want your votes. He doesn't want the Irish Catholic.
But the Catholic kids did not go to a black church after Mass. Trust me.
Truth tellers extraordinaire. I'm Sebastian Gorka. You've been listening to America First One-on-One. Wherever you are, whatever you do, keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.
Upon this continent, a new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
My daughter, 24, inspired me and said, Dad, how can you advocate for these zero carbon value chains if you still eat meat. And so I stopped eating meat. Now the math would say, well, you need to stop eating meat 11 years to compensate for a flight to Thailand. Yes, but if a billion people stop eating meat, I tell you it has a big impact.
How'd you get a billion people to stop eating meat, though, right? That's kind of left hanging out there. Of course, what was that? One of the speakers at Davos at the World Economic Forum. It's a cult. Welcome, dear friends. This is America First. We are back from Vegas. They say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Not here on America First, because you are our friends. We will talk about what happened there. 2 days, 3 days at the SHOT Show, the celebration of the Second Amendment, the largest gun convocation of its kind, with amazing guests. If you missed it, you gotta go on to our social media platforms. We had Kyle Rittenhouse open the show on the first day. Lauren Boebert joined us yesterday. And then, as we're on air, what happens? Trying to just sneak through the crowds, tens of thousands of people in a hoodie, in a ball cap, completely unassuming. There's somebody who shouts at me, "Hey, Seb!" "Who is it?" "Eric Trump!" And I said, "Dude, you can't say, hey, Seb, while I'm live on air, not come on the show." And we grabbed him, a great target of opportunity. Turns out he's a big gun guy, yeah. Long-range precision rifle, and he builds them himself. Who else? Who else do you know out there who is hiding their light under a bushel? The segments are up there. You can get them at our social media platforms. Make sure you are subscribed. We are everywhere. That counts. Twitter, Truth Social, Facebook, Parler, Getter, Telegram, Cloud Hub. Also, because this is a television show as well. SalemNewsChannel.com. And lastly, don't forget my Substack, SebastianGorka.substack.com. My name is one word, SebastianGorka.substack.com. But let's get back to the open of the show. If he stops eating beef, that guy says it's going to take me 11 years to do a carbon offset for my last flight across the globe. But if a billion people stop eating meat, okay, but how are you going to do that? Are a billion people going to volunteer to stop eating meat? Because I'm not. Are you going to stop, oh, I don't know, the people of Africa, of China? Are you going to force them? How are you going to do that? Are you going to confiscate their guns and then tell them they have to eat rice, they have to eat salad? You see, this is where it's all connected, whether it's the Second Amendment, whether it's the global warming hoax, or whether it's the authoritarianism that we witnessed under the last 3 years of the COVID lockdowns, which were modeled by Western governments based upon the Chinese communist lockdowns. Everything is connected. It's not about the environment. It's about power. Whether it's COVID, a new pandemic, whether it's the environment, global warming, the so-called greenhouse effect, or anything else. What is the end game? The end game is to leverage those fears to provide greater and greater unfettered power, control to the elite, especially the unelected elite. But people are pushing back. They're north of the border. There's something called Rebel News. It's kind of like a mini Breitbart for our Canadian friends, and we salute them. And they went to the World Economic Forum, which, by the way, the reports are quite interesting. Davos in Switzerland is now having problems managing the influx of prostitutes, you know, ladies of the night, women of negotiable affection, are flooding into Davos, charging $2,500 per liaison. Why? Because, you know, if you're very politically correct, a CEO, politician, think tank president, you got to have some fun, right? While you're preaching to us not to eat beef, you got to have a nice visit to Davos. That is the reality, the ethical morass of these individuals. But Rebel News decided to take the fight to them. They found the CEO of Pfizer on the streets of Davos, and they decided to ask him a few questions about his vaccine. God bless Rebel News. Play the cut.
Mr. Borla, can I ask you, when did you know that the vaccines didn't stop transmission? How long did you know that without saying it publicly?
Thank you very much.
I'm sorry. Answer that question. I mean, we now know that the vaccines didn't stop transmission, but why did you keep it secret? You said it was 100% effective, then 90%, then 80%, then 70%. But we now know that the vaccines do not stop transmission. Why did you keep that secret?
Have a nice day.
I won't have a nice day until I know the answer. Why did you keep it a secret that your vaccine did not stop transmission?
Is it time to apologize to the world, sir, to give refunds back to the countries that poured all their money into your vaccine that doesn't work, your ineffective vaccine?
Yeah, you have a little bit of red.
Are you not ashamed of what you've done in the last couple of years?
Do you have any apologies to the public, sir?
Are you proud of it? You've made millions on the backs of people's entire livelihoods. How does that feel to walk the streets as a millionaire on the backs of the regular person at home in Australia, in England, in Canada?
What do you think about on your yacht, sir? What do you think about on your private jet? Are you worried about product liability? Are you worried about myocarditis?
What about the sudden deaths?
What do you have to say about young men dropping dead of heart attacks every day?
Doesn't have a lot to say, does he? How strange. I wonder why. As they made literally billions, as governments across the globe with your money bought these vaccines that they knew were problematic is a kind word. As my colleague Chris DeGaulle said a year ago, we shouldn't even call them vaccines because they don't function as vaccines. And then what about what's been happening to young men, to sportsmen, sportswomen, the myocarditis? Do they have shame? Given the number of prostitutes flooding into Davos, I doubt they have problems with shame. We salute you, Rebel News. Let's open the phone lines. We want to hear from you, our dear, dear friends. You are the most important part of the show. The number here is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Sound off. The big news of the day, allegedly, President Trump is going to start posting on Twitter. Is that a good idea, or should he stick to Truth Social? You tell us. 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Don't forget, if you want to guarantee you never... We have your favorites for the last hour of the show. Victoria Tonsing, Judd Genua, on the ever burgeoning, expanding Biden files scandal. Former U.S. attorney for D.C., former staff member of the Senate Intelligence Committee. They'll tell us the truth. Make sure you are subscribed. Go right now to your favorite podcast platform. Go to Spotify. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Leave us a 5-star review. Share the links with your friends because that's how we take back the country. And then, if you want to prove to the world that you really are America First, what do? You check out the store, America First, the merch, SebGorkaStore.com, hottest selling item, the FBI t-shirt, jointly done with Chris Plant's show, FBI, Fascist Bureau of Intimidation, the challenge coin, the LGBT t-shirt, let's get Biden to quit, so much more, SebGorkaStore.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.